Yeah, there's ridge tiles, slates. I suppose one of the ridge tiles most recently come off and hit an oil tank, and broke the connection, which had been repaired by the council the week previous. That was something that they had addressed. Fences down, guttering, all lots of things. But you know, they seem small on their own, but when you have them all together like that, it's big jobs. A tree came down. Now, the tree had been reported to the local authority, and the tree did come down on the neighbour's van. Now, in fairness, the housing officer was very quick to respond over the weekend, and kept in contact, you know, with myself, on behalf of the residents in the estate. We weren't too bad at our end of the road. The electric was out until about maybe 8:30 that evening, but other areas around the town are still out, and because the electric's out, the water now is gone as well. So we've had lots of people in charging and making food. One girl has a very big college assignment due today. No electric in the house, so she was in my house all day yesterday trying to catch up on that. Councillor Fallon was down yesterday as well, and sort of took note of things that were happening in the area, kind of to report back to council today, you know.
It's great to see the sense of community spirit here when, you know, people are negatively impacted, that somebody who has electricity, who has running water, they're coming to the rescue.
Yeah, well, look, it isn't that what it's all about. I think if we all come together and work together in times of strife, it makes everything easier. It lessens the load on everyone, and you just feel a sense of unity, and I think that's very important. And we all try and do it here in our little estate here, and the estate below. We try and work together. We do the, you know, the love where you live thing as well, and you know, we try and always pull together, because I think that's important. Sense of community is important, you know.
Just looking at some of the damage that's been caused here again, and at its worst on Friday morning, how scary was it?
You know, I was awake most of the night, and then I suppose about 6:30 to 7 Friday morning, I could hear things rattling. I could feel the wind was coming in a totally different direction that it usually comes from, and between 7:30, 7, maybe 8 o'clock, it really started to ramp up. So I went and I did a wee visit in on some of the neighbours that were awake, some of the elderly residents, the girl across the road and things like that. So we all sort of pulled together and kept an eye out for each other. But it was rough now. It was rough for till about 10 o'clock that morning, and then it started to ease off a bit. With us, it picked up again for about an hour, but the damage was done at that point. So between about 7 and 10, that's when most of the damage was done.
And I presume, even putting your political hat on for a second now, a lot of reviewing is going to have to take place, and a lot of thought is going to have to maybe go into how we can avoid long periods where people have to endure such suffering in the aftermath of storms, because whether we like it or not, they're becoming more of a frequent occurrence.
They are becoming more of a frequent occurrence, and you know, look, we can only give all our respect and gratitude to the men and women out cutting and trying to get us back on, and cutting back trees and trying to get the electric and that back on. You know, hats off to them, they're doing great work. I think we need to look at, more importantly, in Leitrim, the damage the Sitka spruce is doing, how close it's being planted to the electricity lines, roadsides. Another big issue for me, and I suppose around North Leitrim, is the ash dieback. I mean, that is an issue that has to be addressed by government now. It's caused a lot of damage during the storm. I know this morning Clara Curran called for the Dáil to come back to reconvene and try and you know, pull together and get going here and start making plans. I think it is something that has to be addressed. And I know that the EU offered some help. It was not accepted until very late. I can't understand that, but I do think now it's time for government to come back. I think they need to step up and come back. We need to, you know, I think Clara Curran is right. They need to come back and do a bit of work around this. There is too many people, you know, without electric, and I know some areas around me won't have anything back until the 1st of February, and I think that it's too long. There's too many vulnerable people, you know.